Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your co-host. I was about to take over the show there. I'm your co-host, DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the songs you just heard in order were In Advance by Taya Mori from her album Lucid, and then Do My Thing by Erica de Sazier. And then
we had the very last one, which is a little bit out of touch for our kind of show, but it was a little anxious. We're feeling a little anxious in the studio here listening to it, but it's still great song overall.
A little mystified too. A little like DJ Coco was saying, kind of like fairies in the forest.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one was called Trepid by Respectful Child. And a little bit more about this, I actually got to volunteer last night and I got to help set up and watch Respectful Child play these songs. So they are from Saskatoon. So they came here to CJSF and did a whole set, and we did recording for it. And I didn't really do much recording. I just watched, basically. But I tried to help as much as I could. But it was very enchanting, I think, the whole thing.
That's a good word for sure.
And their work is in a lot of movies, and they've done a bunch of shows as well. I know that one of their, I think some of these scores are in films such as featuring like CBC's Gem for one. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You can go check out their newest album. I'm pretty sure it's from 2023, released last winter. And I'm pretty sure it's called Renew. Yeah, definitely not our vibe that we usually go for, but since we're a community radio, we can do whatever we want. So.
Exactly, and you're going to listen to it.
Yes, but, and speaking of community radio, we're also just want to give our thanks again for listening to us, and we love knowing that we're speaking to people out there, and you're the people who listen to our music, and thank you.
And because of you guys, we can also, you know, do things like Studio 6, where Respectful Child was performing. So, like, live videos and stuff. And you guys can check it out on our website, I think. So, yes. So it's pretty awesome as well.
Thank you. We're going to emphasize on that. But, yeah. And so we're just going to jump straight back into the music. So
we're always jumping around.
Always jumping.
One place or the other.
Always fun. And so the next one is going to be... Okay, there we go. Next one.
Yeah, we got a fun one that we're both excited for.
We jumped the playlist for the fun one. So this one is by Kay Trinada, and he is Canadian, which is awesome.
Yeah, Montreal.
Montreal, woo. I feel like they're all from Montreal.
A lot of really good artists do come from Montreal.
Are they ever from Vancouver?
Stop.
No, just kidding. There's some good ones here, but...
There's so many good ones from Vancouver, guys. We're just playing around.
Yes. Montreal, Mother is a good one. So... Yeah, but
White
anyway.
Long is good.
Oh, yeah.
The gins, I could go on.
Actually, yeah, I'd take that back. But this
Montreal's
one,
number two.
Yeah, Montreal's number two.
Let's put it that way.
Toronto?
I think
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
We love Canadian music.
Yes, we love Canadians. So the next the next one is What You Need by Kay Trinada. And I heard this on the airport to Mexico, which I will talk about in a moment.
Ooh, a little foreshadowing.
Yeah, a little foreshadowing here. But yeah, we hope you enjoy this one.
Please enjoy.
True.
DJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Star.
And I am DJ Coco. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys. DJ Coco went to Mexico recently.
Yes. So
just jump into that.
Going off this last song. So this one was by Carla Casaneth, and it was Amanecer. Oh my gosh. Amanecer. I'm pretty sure it's probably a Spanish word, but yes, this was a singer that I heard in Mexico at this restaurant called Jazz on the Rocks. But starting from the beginning.
Yeah, let's
so
get into it
we're
right
gonna rewind to the beginning. So this was a little trip.
So you were born.
I was born. I came out the womb. No. But yeah, what happened is that right after the spring semester, so it was a couple of weeks ago, I left around the end of April with my mom, and we went for a week to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and we did 6 nights at a yoga retreat. So that was interesting itself. But
have you done that before?
I've never done that before, but this wasn't
You're
a full...
You're not a yoga girl, really.
No, I'm not. I actually despise yoga. But this was more of like a yoga slash meditation kind of retreat.
Okay.
So, and it wasn't the full-blown... they have retreats that are full-blown, like, scheduled blocks of day of yoga, meditation, break, lunch, yoga, meditation. It's just the entire day.
Okay, that's some commitment for
but,
sure.
But, yeah, this was not like that. So, this was more, we woke up every day for 7 a.m. We did meditation, and then 8 a.m. we did yoga, and then we could just have the rest of the day to ourselves. So yeah, it was really nice. I ended up doing, we did a lot of exercise in Cabo, actually. Like, we did a CrossFit class.
Oh my god.
I know, I checked out the gyms there.
Oh, relaxation.
Hit legs. But not too much relaxing. And then but yeah, and then I did also snorkeling, which is really fun. And then
did you see anything?
I saw fish.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All I saw.
To be expected.
Yeah.
Also awesome, though.
Yeah, it was more of a touristy thing. It wasn't like the Great Barrier Reef kind
you
of
see, like,
snorkeling.
Sea turtles.
No, no,
like,
no.
Like mating or something.
Oh, no. No. I wish.
That
Wait,
been
no.
Magical. You wish.
No, I don't wish. Okay.
Freak over here.
DJ Star is not helping here, but anyway.
Yeah, back to the trip.
To this. But yeah, and then as well, my favorite, I think personally, was the Jazz on the Rocks, which was starring this singer from Carla Casaneth. So that was great. But
yeah, I want to hear about this meditation. What
yes,
is it? Like
Ayurveda. So
Ayurveda. Yeah.
I learned a little bit more about this. So from my memory, basically the place is called Roxana's Retreat, and the whole place is family run, and it's by
plugging it in there.
Yeah, go check her out. But yeah, Roxana, she's this very, very sweet. She's very grandma religious. Not religious. No. No, grandma, she's older. She's an older lady, but she has like long flowy dresses and like lots of gold hoops and jewelry. So very adds to the ethicalness or the, I don't know, the ethos of her aesthetic. But anyways, we did a lot of Ayurveda training. So this is an alternative medicine system which originates from Nepal and India, and it's reported that around 80% of the population practices this, give or take. It's probably not exactly that, but that's what I found.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it like a part of religion?
No, that's something that I actually asked about. So it's not associated with any religion at all. It's just a medical system. So
interesting.
It's more of a belief of how medicine and spirituality kind of combine. So they believe that everyone is made up of the five elements, which is fire, water, earth, air, and one of them is space, which I haven't heard that either, so I was a bit confused, but I guess that's part of theirs. And yeah, I think there was a little bit more about these elements, is that everyone is kind of either a mixture of these three personalities called doshas, and you can either be, and they're all like, more to backtrack, they're more, these doshas are made up the elements. So there's one called pitta, which is, I believe, fire and, I don't want to mess up too much here, but there's pitta, vata, and... what was the last one? I'm trying to remind myself. Pitta Kappa. Yeah. Pitta, Vata, and Kappa. Yeah, I wrote some of these down because very difficult.
No, I just knew that.
It's so difficult.
Is that the third one?
You just got it. Randomly got it. But yeah, everyone's supposed to have these different types of personalities. And so you're supposed to do meditation, you're supposed to do diet, you're supposed to do spiritual practices based off your personalities kind of thing. And this is what they believe in. So
how do you know? Just a question. Like, how do you know what your personality is?
I had the same question as well. I Roxana, when we were doing meditation, she just pointed to me and she's like, I know you're Pita. And so, and
you're fiery.
I was like, what? But then the next day she said, no, you're Vata. And now I'm confused. So
I guess there's probably like a way to be a mixture of the two.
Oh yeah. I think it's more of a dominant personality kind of thing. Like everyone is a combination of all three doshas, some of them are more prominent than others. But it was very interesting.
You can't really take like a BuzzFeed like personality.
No. That's what I was thinking. I was like, can I just look this up and do a little quiz? But probably not. But yeah, and there's something else that I found pretty interesting is that they also avoid nightshade foods, which are foods that are high in alkaloids. And so these foods are the ones that have that like plasticky surface on them. So if you think tomatoes or red peppers, for example, they always have that like
where the
shiny
skin you can like grill
kind. Yeah. Okay. And so they believe that upsets the stomach, especially for, I believe, kappas. And
so you're good then.
Yeah, I'm good. But the thing is, this is all a note to remind you, this is all a pseudoscience. So this is, none of this is proven or scientifically proven, especially this nightshade food. So there's actually no.
But from the Western perspective.
Yeah, from the Western. They haven't. So, you know, everyone's to their own beliefs. And so I think it's pretty cool.
It's really interesting that it's a form of, you know, their medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And I was actually surprised how it's not related to any religion at all. This is completely away from it. And I think it's actually one of the medical systems approved in Germany, which I was told by Roxana. So not sure why only Germany's following this and outside.
Germany.
Yeah, I know. Germany of all places.
Germany's trying to come in there.
But yeah, so maybe it will pick up here, but I know that Roxana was an interesting character. I liked her a lot, and she actually is Canadian, and her whole family is Canadian, and they moved to Cabo. And so they actually grew up in Vancouver, and she had a retreat in Vancouver. And so they were actually, I think they were affiliated with the 2010 Olympics. And so I think in Vancouver, and so they'd send their athletes and give recommendations to go to Roxana's retreat and focus on Ayurveda practices. So
that's super cool.
I didn't know that, and I thought that was so interesting, and I wish I knew about that before, but yeah.
Is it mostly like meditation that you do that has to do with Ayurveda?
Yeah, it was the meditation and as well a bit of the yoga. So we had to do yoga classes, but they also had Ayurveda practices in them, and they were specialized in yin and yang yoga, which I'm not really sure how that differs from traditional yoga, but we were definitely stressed on the point that there's like two different kinds of yoga. There's more like stretching yoga, or called the Lululemon yoga, which people just do to, I don't know, look cool.
The colonized
version. But this is the actual spiritual way of doing yoga. But yeah, for me though, in conclusion, I don't know if I'm not a super big believer in this Ayurveda thing. I definitely see the appeal, and I think it's really cool. I don't think it's my path personally, but I definitely really enjoyed the meditation.
How did you feel after?
I don't know. I feel exactly the same. Okay. Maybe I just didn't.
Okay. But even after meditation, you didn't feel like more clear-headed or anything like that.
I think I meditated wrong.
Okay. Maybe you need more practice.
Yeah. You're supposed to, I think, clear your mind entirely. So we did 20 minutes of silence, but it felt like I was being bombarded with thoughts the entire time. And you're supposed to clear them out, but I was too lazy to. So I just kept thinking.
Too lazy. I've tried meditation as well. I've tried clearing out my thoughts. It's impossible for me. It's just like, it feels,
I know. What do you think about?
I don't know. There's always something to stress about.
Exactly. So what I do when I meditate, I try my best, but it only lasts for about 2 minutes or so. But I try to imagine a pond, and then like any thought that comes into the pond will ripple the pond. So then I'm like, okay, you got to clear the pond and make it clear again. But it doesn't work after 2 minutes because then I get bored.
Yeah, I think it's, you got to have some like mental stamina to be able to do meditation. I think it's just a matter of like maybe start 5 minutes, 15, 20.
Exactly.
Work your way into it. Maybe you're just like thrown into the deep end with this Ayurveda,
yeah. I know, it's kind of confusing. But yeah, so it'll take some practice, but I definitely do believe in the meditation. And so, yeah, definitely will try. I want to try another yoga retreat. I'm not sure about Ayurveda specifically.
I want to try a yoga retreat, too. Yeah, let's go together.
Let's do it. We're going to do it. We'll see you all.
We'll be broadcasting from the retreat. Yeah.
We'll doing the yin, the tree pose. But
we are kind of running out of time, but there's so many things on the notes that I'm seeing that I'm like, uncle murder story, kidnappings, coma. Gosh. Like, we don't have enough time for this.
Yeah, there was also a whole thing. I'll just give the brief rundown, but Rooks had
brief 3 minutes.
Brief. I'll do this in 10 seconds tops. Roxana's history was crazy. She took telling her life story, and turns out that she was kidnapped four times, but she said that two of them didn't count because it was her own father. So I don't know what that means. And then her uncle also tried to electrocute her, but that's another story. So
we're just broadcasting this personal trauma. Yeah. Hey, by the way, guys.
But yeah, go check out Roxana's retreat if you want to hear more about that. She's in Cabo, so she'll love to tell you all more about her electrocution stories. But sorry, I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah, okay, nice, I think we should end this off here, and I think this is it. This is it.
We have 2 minutes left. Again, we just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to CJSF, choosing us as one of your radio stations to listen to. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Up next is Revolution Rock at 7 p.m., so very soon. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your night.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back at 6 to 7 next Tuesday. So thank you so much.
Just what it is, and let me balance myself on this wall. I wish that I was stronger. I wish that I was better. But I think there's something beautiful in the volcano.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.